Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XT with Andy. I'm Dave Cruz. And Andy, I'm keeping an eye out here on this celebrity hotline.
I think the last that we heard is that someone's on the line, but we don't know if they're ready yet. So let's pick them up. Let's pick them up. And then, and I don't know who's going to be there. Okay. We're supposed to be talking to Low Cash this morning.
All right, let's see. Good morning, XTU.
Hey, it's Ronnie Dunn and Kix Brooks.
Hey, how
Brooks.
You doing?
Stop it! Stop it!
Just kidding. It's Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Oh, my gosh. Yay! What's going on, Low Cash? It's good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from y'all. How y'all doing?
We're doing
Wonderful.
Great. I woke up yesterday morning, one big country song, just, I couldn't get it out of my head. That is an earworm, you guys. Congratulations. So good.
Thank you. Thank you, man. It, you know, during this time, man, that positivity just, it means a lot. I mean, you know, seeing that how many people are, you know, going with it and the crazy amount of streams that we're getting, it's just, it's doing our job. It's what we write songs for and, you know, why we got in this business.
That is so cool to hear you say that you had our song stuck in your head, because I always have someone else's song stuck in my head. And it's so cool to hear someone else experience the same thing, but with our music. So
yeah.
Like, what songs do you guys hear in your head over and over?
The craziest stuff you've ever
heard. There's this one song that Chris, he'll say, man, I got this song stuck in my head, and then I'll sing something to him. And
yeah,
I believe this song can never get out of your head, and it will. So sing this song to
yourself.
I got one, too. If you've got something stuck in your head. So strumming my pain with his fingers.
Oh, my gosh,
one
yes.
Time. You remember that song?
One time.
Singing like mine is, the mine Fugees? Obviously, sorry. There, I'd be like, I believe in miracles.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? I think I heard it at a Walmart one time, and I haven't been able to stop singing it.
So later today, tell us which one of those is, you know, is it Killing Me Softly or I Believe in Miracles stuck in your head later today?
Well, oh the gosh. Bad news is now you've blown one big country song out of Andy's head, and now she's just going to be thinking about those two.
But we get to actually play that song
we will.
Next,
yeah,
so we'll play that when we're finished talking to you guys. So
all right.
That'll clear everybody's mind. I was hoping that you weren't going to say, we built this city, because that
oh,
song.
Oh, that would like get that. You, too.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so good. So how have you been? How's life been for you? I mean, we're quarantining, but you're putting out new music and life is crazy and you should be touring, but you're not. So what's happening?
Man, we are being stay-home dads is what we are.
It's not easy.
It is not easy.
Changing diapers.
I got three kids and they run around and it's crazy because during, and I think other parents can say this, during this COVID thing, like, they think it's party time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, they're so excited to have everyone home.
Mom and dad are going to be home all the time.
Right. This is amazing. Let's do something. I'm like, what do you want to do? You seen your mom's honey-do list that she gave me today? I got a lot to do.
You can't explain that naps are a thing, too? Naps are good.
Naps do not work
anymore. Hey, the dual nap is a magical hour. If you can get both kids to fall asleep at the same time, that's magic.
Yeah. So you guys work crazy schedules like Dave and I do, you know, but we're up super early. So when I had kids, you know, I wake up at 3 a.m. and then I'm finished with work early. So I remember I would pick my daughter up at daycare and bring her home, and she and I would nap together. And that was like the sweetest thing. We did that for a couple years where we would just.
So nice.
Yeah. And then I had a son. And then there's no putting him down for a nap.
No,
you know?
No way.
Forget that. Like, he would be climbing all over me, and I'd be grumpy mommy. It was awful.
Boy, the boys are just different,
they
you know?
Are.
They got all that built-up energy ready to go.
And mine's totally opposite. Mine's the girls.
So are they cool, or are they, like, are they crazy?
My girls are crazy. My boy is one of the chillest kids you've ever met in your life.
Really?
Yep.
What's the birth order?
My boy's 10. My middle child, she's my nut right there. But she's beautiful, but she is just freaking. I don't know what she's gonna do. She's either gonna be something really bad or the president of the United States. But she's 4, and then my other one's 2.
Wow.
Well, from 10 down to 2, that sounds exhausting.
That is exhausting.
Yes, it is.
That's so funny, though. But I hope that you always remember, like, it'll be her wedding day, and you'll be like, my middle one, that's my nut.
Yep, and I'd be like, listen, listen, girl, you don't know what you did to daddy, but I hope you get a child like you.
That's what they say happens. That's hilarious.
So you guys have, we're talking with Low Cash, Chris and Preston. So it's off of your last album, which came out in March of 2019. So with you guys not being able to tour or anything, does that mean you have like your next 9 albums already written and ready to go?
I tell you what, it feels like it. We've been writing our butts off, and we got some good stuff piled up. And, you know, we were on a label call the other day, and it was exciting because they told us to hang on to the call. There was like 20 people on the Zoom call for BMG and our label. And then at the end, the head of A&R was like, hey, can I have just Chris and Preston stay on the line? We're going to talk about new music. And it was exciting because to watch the way they're going to roll out new music to everybody, we're going to be doing a 6-pack, and we're going to be doing a new album, a full album, and it's all going to drop like in the next year. So there's going to be tons of new music coming out on us.
Well, that's awesome. We're excited to hear it, and we are loving this song. It is one big country song. Low Cash, thank you guys so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us, y'all. We miss y'all.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
92.5 XTU.